I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. For years, Sudan has suffered from conflict. Last year, the military junta that ousted former President Omar al-Bashir and the new civilian council signed a first agreement with rebel groups in Juba, South Sudan. On October 3rd, they'll come together again for an historic peace deal. Retired Bishop Enoch Tombe, a respected leader of the South Sudanese Church, remains cautiously optimistic. He says that while peace takes time, the agreement in Juba is important for both Sudans. He encourages the global church to get involved. Practical help will be key to the gospel moving forward in Sudan.
For the people to recover from this wars, long wars, I think we need to stand on our own feet. Churches, for example, need to be rebuilt. Pastors need to be trained. Even Bibles need to be supplied in different languages.
Pray for lasting peace. And technology connects the world and enables access to more information than ever before. Yet many people have never heard the name Jesus. Transworld Radio aims to shrink this number by launching a new radio station. And this station will reach tribes in Suriname who are so remote that they might never hear the gospel any other way. TWR is partnering with a local tribe who wants to provide radios to help spread the good news in the region. Lauren Libby of TWR says these tribes in Suriname highlight the need for events like the International Day for the Unreached.
There's still a big world out there. There's still a lot of people that need to hear about Jesus, and there are groups that don't have the foggiest idea who Jesus is.
The International Day for the Unreached is on Pentecost Sunday. To get the details, go to missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Now, 2020 has been a pretty volatile year, but your continued support of MNN enables us to be voices for the voiceless. Would you consider supporting us today? Look for the Support MNN tab at our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.